Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Nun Vav. And 56, we are in Perek Ezehu Aris, as we continue here in the sixth Perek of Maseches Kilayim, talking about different issues relating to Aris. Aris, we said, that's the name of this Perek, Ezehu Aris. And we're talking about vines that hug the walls or a fence, how many vines exist. Just a Dvar Musar, which we haven't had much Musar or Agadata in this entire Masechta. But that's okay. Every Masechta has its own character, and we try to glean the Halachas and the Hashkafas from all. I think we mentioned this many weeks ago, or at some point, Rav Shlomo Zalman notes that the Gemara in Psachim, in the Bavli, I think it's around Daf Mem Tes or so, talks about Inve HaGefen B'Inve HaGefen. The description of a couple getting together are like interlocking vines. Inve HaGefen B'Inve HaGefen Dover Noe Umiskabel. That is something that is very beautiful and daven for. Right? It's the Mem Tes Med Aleph, on the bottom here. Call me Shiishlo. Lolam Yimkar Adam Komi Shiishlo Vyisov Aslam Chacham. Vyasi Bitul Tamar Chacham. Mashal, right, if you have the two wonderful families getting together, Mashal Invia Geffen, Binvia Geffen, Dover Noe Umis Kabel. That's the language. So the question is, why Dafka is a beautiful couple and getting married compared to vines? Right? Compared to vines. Why? What about other types of growths? So maybe we can appreciate that over the last couple of days, that what we've been talking about, that vines often can be planted on the floor, but most vines that we know of, if you look outside of a vineyard, they're being supported by a fence, by a wall, as an aris is. That's this parak of aris. So when we have a chasen and kala, when we have a couple that gets together, we recognize that they're not here by themselves. They're being supported. All the support that they've gotten over the years, and that's why dafke invi agefen, binvi agefen, the only types of fruit that need support. An apple tree grows by itself. A pear tree. Every other tree grows by itself. Only grapes, only vines cannot grow on their own, right? They have to be trestled. I think that's the fancy word, on the fence and on the walls of the chulu, and that's what this parak is about. So that's one of our mussar that we can think about, the importance, the backbone of a family, of generations. Whenever we see a vine supported, we can think that's the mussar given by Chazal, Inve HaGefen, Be'inve HaGefen. Okay, so now we get back to the top of Nun Vav Amen Aleph. And we have the machlokes. The Gemara notes that there was a machlokes in the Mishnah back at the beginning of the parak, the machlokes on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, where the Mishnah quoted a machlokes. How wide is the normal avodas hagefen? Not avodas hakerem. Avodas hakerem, the work that's required outside of kerem, and you have to leave space, that's 4 amos. Enough for the ox and the plowshare to walk through. But if you have a vine, so we've always said 6 tvachim. So we note that in the Mishnah it's actually a machlokas. Right, the Tanakama says 6 tvachim, right back to Nun Gimel Amabez. The Kami Avodas Agefen, Shisha Tvachim, Acholzan, 6 tvachim around to all directions. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Shlosha. Rabbi Kiva says 3. But we paskin, most Rishonim, as we'll see, paskin like the Tanakama, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam also quotes this when he discusses the Shiurim. The Rambam says here, Perek Vamed Ramamurim, he says, Hareza Makash Shtei Shurus Shokfanim, right, when you have a problem of the Kerem, it makes usser the 2 rows. Six tvachim to all directions, right? The Rambam paskens clearly like the Tanakama. So the Gemara just notes about the halacha, Rabbi Akiva Omer Shlosha, Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shem Rav, halacha, Rabbi Akiva. Rav says, the halacha is Rabbi Akiva. Only 3 tvachim. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi halacha kedivrei mishu mekel b'chutz laretz. So what does that mean? So machlokes in the mefarshim here on the page, is there a machlokes here? Is Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi telling us something about Rav, or is he arguing? If you look in the Ras Sirlio, he's explaining that no, Rav is modeh l'chumra in Eretz Yisrael. When Rav said halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, he meant in chutz laretz. Remember we said, there's no kilei zroim in chutz laretz. right? Because Chazal did not extend it. It's not as chamur, and therefore there's only kilei zroim in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laaretz. But kilei akerem, because it's more chamur, because it's oser b'hana'ah, so that's why Chazal extended it to be knowing midrabanan in Chutz Laaretz. But kol ha-mekel ba'aretz halacha kemoso v'chutz la'aretz. When there are certain types of halachas that apply midaraisa and Eretz Yisrael, midarabanan in chutz la'aretz, so often we could say this principle, kol ha-mekel ba'aretz halacha kemoso v'chutz la'aretz, and that's what Rav Shimon Levi is saying about Rav. Rav never meant that we said in the first line, halacha Rabbi Akiva. He never meant that across the board. He meant that in chutz la'aretz, halacha kedivrei mishu mekel v'chutz la'aretz. In Chutz Laaretz, we hold like the Meiko, but in Eretz Yisrael, we would hold like the Machmir, and that way, you could explain that there is no Machlokas here. That's how the Ras Silio explains it. You look in his Dibra Maslo Kedivrei, Klomar, Taha Meiko Barzachli was in Chutz Laaretz, Kedisa Reish Kism of Archim, like it says in Brachis, Velo Svira Leila Rav Yehuda Karav Huna De Le'el, De Pasek Halacha Karabi Yishmael, Chutz Laaretz. If you remember, Rabbi Yishmael is even more Meiko. Rabbi Yishmael, we had him quoted once or twice, that he says, you don't need any space from one vine. The whole din of Kilai HaKerem is only that, Kilai HaKerem. But if it's a Geffen, you don't need any separation. That was Rabbi Yisrael, he's even more Mekel. But the Ras Silio points out that nobody goes that far in terms of Psak. Nobody holds like Rabbi Yishmael. Even if you want to say Halacha Kameko B'chutz La'aretz, it's the one who is more Mekel. You don't have to go by the one who is the most Mekel. And there, less the Chash L'Hadr Rabbi Yishmael, says the Ras Silio. But there are others, the Pnei Moshe here, seems to say that there is a Machlokas, what we paskin, and therefore maybe Rav says like Rabbi Akiva, even in Eretz Yisrael, while Rabbi Shimon Levi says, no, the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, only in Chutz La'aretz. Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, Vitani Taman. We also learned halacha k'divrei mishu mekel b'chutz la'aretz. So that is the discussion. So lemaisa, most rishonim pasken like the Rambam does, six, some pasken three. Generally, the rishonim are not machalik between Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz, which is interesting how they don't quote this chiluk of the Gemara. Gemara seems to say that there is a distinction regarding this halacha, but generally we don't find that distinction lemaisa in the rishonim. We find that either one or the other, but not the chiluk that we have. Okay, the we're talking about here about mitzvos hatluyas ba'aretz, obviously, and there's a chiluk between Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. There are the rishonim already note that there are a number of mitzvos that also apply only in Eretz Yisrael, but are not mitzvos atulias baretz. And here we're not talking about the Ramban of Parshas Achremos that talks about, well, all mitzvos have an added element in Eretz Yisrael. And even tefillin is different in Eretz Yisrael than when you do in the Chutz Laaretz. Every mitzvah that you do, so that's a Ramban, that's all-encompassing, all mitzvos are different. No, we're not talking about that. More of a hashkafic, because that really doesn't have any halachic ramifications, but there are halachos, there are mitzvos that are limited to Eretz Yisrael. It's what the Achronim call shame Eretz Yisrael, right? Or what the Ramban and the Chachmei Sfarad, the Ritva, on the first daf of Gittin call chavivus to Eretz Yisrael. There's some type of beloved connection in nature. What does that mean? Let's mention just a couple of examples. If you remember the Rambam talks about Eglah Rufa. Egla Rufa, Hilchas Rotzeach Ushbiras Anefesh, Ein Din Egla Rufa, Noeg Elab Eretz Yisrael, V'chein Be'evar Yardin. Why should Egla Rufa be limited to Eretz Yisrael? Right, an anonymous corpse that was found. What if there are Jewish areas and Jewish cities in Chutz Laaretz? Why is it limited? That's the Rambam. Egla Rufa is limited. Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam in Kufnun Gimel, in Mitzvahs Asei Kufnun Gimel, talks about how Kiddush HaChodesh, Bezdin only sanctifies the month and years in Eretz Yisrael. Only there. You need that Sanhedrin. Mom Ibn, the Rambam says, the fact that we, today, 800 years ago in the 1200s, the Rambam says that we today, the way that we still have a Jewish calendar, is not because we, the Beis Din, recalculates. Mom Ibn Shechasha Cheshboneinu Nikve Eo Biyantif Bishum Panim. Because many generations earlier, the Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael already sanctified it and classified this as the day. Skip a couple of lines. And the Rambam then says, and the people that live in Eretz Yisrael today are the hemshich of that Beis Din many years ago. And the Rambam says, ilu efshar derech mashal. Shebnei Eretz Yisrael, Ye'adru me Eretz Yisrael. If one could think, just hypothetically, if that all Jews would be out of Eretz Yisrael, and the Rambam adds, we pointed this out, this following line is not needed in the Rambam. The Rambam is writing a halachic work. But it's a knee-jerk reaction that the Rambam feels the need to write. If all Jews would be missing from Eretz Yisrael, Chalila Lakel Me'asosos, Chas V'Shalom, this would ever happen, Ki Hu Iftiach Shelo Yimche Osos Ha'uma Mikol V'Chol. The Rashi promise, it'll never happen. V'lo Yiyah Sham Bezin, V'lo Yiyah B'chutz La'aretz Bezin Shenistach Ba'aretz. Right, so the Rambam, he could have left out that line, Chas V'Shalom. Basically, but the Rambam says, if one could imagine that there won't be any Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and there won't be any Beis Din in Chutz La'aretz that was connected, that was samuch in Eretz Yisrael, hinei cheshboneinu zeh lo yo'ilenu oz klum b'shum panim, our calendar would fall apart. It would fall apart. We would not have a calendar when to make yantif and the like. Lefi she'ein lanu rishus she'nechashi b'chutz la'aretz v'na'aber shanim v'nikva chadashim ela b'tzram ha'nizkram kosh v'yarnu ki mitzion teisei Torah u'dvar Hashem mirushalayim. The Ramban argues maybe there's a chiluk between the Chodesh and the Shana, but that's another one. You have Eglah Rufa, you have Kiddush HaChodesh, you have the Rambam. Again, this is unclear exactly where the Rambam gets this from. The Bracha on 600,000 Jews. Bracha on 600,000 Jews. The Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Nun Ches, Amen Aleph in the Bavli, Haroe Uchluse Yisrael. If somebody sees thousands of Jews, Omer Baruch Hacham Harazim. Blessed is Hashem, who is the one who knows the secrets. So many people, everybody is different, and Hashem knows what's going on with every life. She'ein Daitam Domim Zelazeh. Ve'ein Partsufeim Domim Zelazeh. Right? They don't know. And then the Gemara says, Ben Zoma Ra Uchlusa Al Gav Ma'ala Baharabayas. Ben Zoma saw, when he was on Har HaBayis, he saw all the Jews. He looked out and he saw many, many Jews. Amar Barach Hacham Harazim. Ubarach Shebarach Kol Eile L'Sham Sheni. Okay? But that is the Gemara. Says the Rambam, Idilchas Brachas, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph, Haru HaSheish Meos, Elef B'nei Adam Ke'echad. If somebody sees 600,000 Jews, he says B'nei Adam. He says, people, ke'echad, im goyim heim, if they're non-Jews, you make one exclamation. V'im Yisrael heim, u'be'eretz Yisrael, mivarach baruch da'ashem chacham harazim. Make the bracha. Baruch da'ashem, lakinim melech alam, chacham harazim. If you see 600,000 Jews. So the Shaila, I remember a number of years ago by Ravadi Yosef Slavaya, there were 900,000 Jews there. Could you make a bracha? So some said maybe not, because you don't see them all at once. They're all down different. If you were in the helicopter and looking down and you're the newscast, then you can make the bracha. You see them all together. But if you know that there are that many, but you don't see them all, maybe you don't make that bracha. But the Rambam says, the Eretz Yisrael. So all the Mefarshim on the Rambam say, where did the Rambam get that from? Doesn't say anywhere. Ein chacham arazim noe gela be'eretz Yisrael. Doesn't say that. We read the Gemara. If you see 600,000 Jews, baruch chacham arazim. So the Kesef Mishnah wonders, Ube'eretz Yisrael, Kosev Rabbeinu Manoach, maybe it's because the next line of the Gemara that we just read. Right? The Gemara says in Brachas, and then it says, and Ben Zoma made this Bracha on Har HaBayis. So maybe that's telling you that only in Eretz Yisrael. Right? You might have read that Gemara only in Beis HaMikdash. Right? Once you're limiting it. But that's the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says here, Ube'eretz Yisrael, Kosev Rabbeinu Manoach, Shalomar Kenmi De'isa B'Gemara Ben Zoma Roach, Lusi B'Har HaBayis. Amar Baruch Chacham Arazim. V'lone Hira, says the Kesef Mishnah, quoting this from Rabbeinu Manoach, I don't understand this. Dim kei neva dafka bar Abayis. Elevade ein misham raya klal. Demaisa shahaya kahaya. V'odin mechutz la'aretz. It's also mechutz la'aretz. I don't think that's a raya ben Zoma, that was just telling a story. The Efshar shetam Rabbeinu, says the Kesef Mishnah, mida amar ula ein uchlusa bibavel. Klomar. There's something fundamental about the Jews when you see 600,000 Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Different. So that's another Rambam. Nothing to do with the mitzvahs of Tlias Ba'aretz. We have the Kiddush HaChodesh, and we have Eglah Rufa, and we have the Bracha of Chacham HaRazim. Smicha. Rambam just alluded to it before. Smicha could only take place in Eretz Yisrael. Or in Ishmael be a Samach, the real ultimate Smicha, like we had in the days of old. And then you have the Rambam also. The Rambam's well-known, if you know it, is well-known, but we'll make it well-known again. The Rambam's Shita about renewing the Smicha. Renewing the Smicha. Right? What's renewing the Smicha? Remember the Rambam in the 1500s, the historical background, the Jews in Spain that were expelled in 1492, and many of them, Rahman al-Islan, on the outside kept practicing, looking like the Spanish, and only inside the Muranos they were hiding and doing following Torah and mitzvahs. But some of them were nervous that they weren't publicly, talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe they violated Avodah Zarah, Maris Ayin. They were nervous, and therefore they wanted to figure out a way to. They were nervous. They were Chayiv Kares, and the only way to get rid of a Chayiv Kares is by getting Malkus. How do you get Malkus? You can't get Malkus without a Beis Din. How do you have a Beis Din? You can't have a Beis Din. You need Ish Mipi Ish, going back all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu, getting Smicha. Moshe gets Smicha to Yeshua, Yeshua Vechulu. Ah, the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is, if all the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, again, limited to Eretz Yisrael, if all the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael get together and decide that somebody should have Smicha, then that person can have Smicha. So that's where they went to Tzfat, all the Rabbanim there, and they said, please make a Beis Din so we can get Malkus. Right, we get Malkus. So they got together, beautiful, and they gave Rabbi Yosef Kairos Micha. They gave Rabbi Yosef Kairos Micha. Problem was, the Rambam does not say if all the rabbis of Tzfat get together, so then that could be good. It says all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael, and Tzfat was one of the major Torah centers in the 1600s, 1500s. Rabbi Yosef Kairos was born in 1488, and then he ended up in Tzfat, but Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was also a center, the Maharal Bach and others, and they were not interested in restarting the Smicha. And therefore they didn't agree. And once they don't agree, doesn't matter why, that's it, it's done. And that's why it did not continue. But that's the Rambam Shita. Nirin li advarim shemeskimu kol hachachamim shebe'eretz Yisrael. Wow. Limnos dayana b'lismoch osan harehen smuchin v'yeshlan ladun dine knasos v'yeshlan lismoch acherim. That's the Rambam. And then he said, "Vadavar Sarah Hechra." The last three words, Sarachian. The question is, what is that Sarachian going on? So that's again much discussed in the Mefarshim whether you can really rely on this Rambam. The Radvaz, who is a kind of a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, a little bit later. I'm not even sure if the Rambam meant it. He says, but either way, this is another example. So these are all the Rishonim. Don't all put all these together, but the Rishonim have the concept that there's an idea of Eretz Yisrael being the headquarters of the Jewish people, separate from the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. And therefore, I heard this from my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig, that's how he formulated it, that there are certain halachas that relate to the national responsibility and national headquarters. Right, that's what you call it, the headquarters of Eretz Yisrael, of the Bnei Yisrael, which is Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, maybe the bracha, if you're the 600,000 Jews that are in the area that's the center of, and the heart of the people, so that's a different status. It's not just about seeing people, but it's seeing people in their natural habitat, so to speak. Smicha, which is kimitzion teitzei Torah. Right? A lot of these halacha, egla rufa might become natural. Right? The Gemara in Harios, the Gemara in Harios Daf Gimel, where the Gemara says that the carbon, paralam davar shel tzibur, right? The Beis Din brings a carbon if the majority of Jews listen to one of their psakim incorrectly, b'shogeg. Right? Beis Din made a mistake, and the majority of Jews were mechal Shabbos, right? Because of their psak. So you go by the majority of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. That's how you determine for a parhalam davar shel tzibur. Again, many of these halachas that relate. Hallel, remember the Gemara in Megillah, Hallel only on a nes in Eretz Yisrael. Also, what is that? Hashem's gvuros are everywhere. So there's a lot. There's a lot here, but a lot of this is about shame Eretz Yisrael, different than mitzvos hatulias ba'aretz, which is the Gemara that what we were just talking about. Okay, so let's continue. Says the Gemara, says the Halacha Beis, the next Mishnah. Aris, next status, next question of Aris. Arishu, Yotze Mena Madrega. What if you have an Aris that goes out from a step? What does that mean? Imagine you have two levels. You have a higher field and a field that is lower. You see the picture of Chaim Gadievsky has the picture. You have a higher field and a lower field. And on the higher level, you have a vine growing. And the branches go straight out. So the branches from the vine that's growing in the upper level is above the airspace of the lower level. So the question is, are you allowed to plant under there? No. You can't plant tevua or yirakos under the branches that are sticking out from the upper level. You can't plant at the lower level. But the question is, so where can you plant? How far do you have to measure from? So Aris Shu Yosef Ben Amadrega, Shabbalez Ben Yaakov Omer, Im Omeid Ba'aretz Ubotzer Eskulo. If you could stand on the lower level and reach up to the grapes and cut them, so then Harisa Oser Arba Amos Basada. So then that's Ki'ilu is growing in the lower level. And therefore you make an imaginary line from the edge of the branch straight down to the lower level, and from there four Amos out. From there, four amos out, you got to count four amos from the edge of that branch. right? Because it's all mitzuruf. The fact that he could reach up means that it's connected to the bottom. As we'll see in the Gemara, this doesn't sound like a me'ikar adin. Since when is this like a shir ha-Torah, din daraisa? If you could reach it, it's maybe, but it doesn't sound that way, but as we'll see in the Gemara. But if you could stand there on the bottom row and reach up and grab the grapes, so it's as if it's growing on the lower level, and therefore you need four amos out from that. V'imla, but if not, what if it's higher? You can't reach from the bottom level. Eino oser ala kinego. So then, there's no shear only. You're only not allowed to plant zra'im under the branches that are sticking out, but right next to the branches, draw that imaginary line, right next to it would be mutter. Would be mutter. Rebbe Lezer Omer, afanotea achas ba'aretz v'achas b'madreka. What happens if, remember, Rebbe Lezer says, Beis Hillel says you need two rows. You need two rows for to be a vineyard. Not one. What if you have one of the rows that's growing on the bottom shelf, so to speak, the bottom level, and one row growing on the upper one? So are they mitzaref to each other? Do they combine with each other? Are they if they're on two different levels? So im gavo asar tvachim in mitzaref asima. If the levels are at least 10 tvachim higher, 10 tvachim difference in between the two levels, then they are not mitzaref. Im lav hariza mitzaref asima. But if they are closer than that, then they are mitzaref. They'll be considered a kerem, and you'd have to have four amos away, right? If it's 10 tefachim higher, so then they would not be called the kerem. They'd be looked at as separate vines, separate rows, and then that would only require six tefachim out. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Rav Yonason b'shem, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. Hagomemes. So why are we quoting this? Because, as we'll see, we had Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the Mishnah. So we're going to quote a number of statements having to do with the yanim of Zra'im from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Hagomemes karmo pachas mitefach. What if I have a kerem and I cut down all the vines all the way to the stumps? And now they only have, they're less than a tefach. Less than a tefach. The stumps are very small. Less than a tefach from the ground. And they start regrowing again, says Rabbi Yaakov, Chayiv ba'arla mebnei maris ha'ayin. I'm chayiv and arla. People will look and think that it's a new vine. And then they're going to see me eating it from the first year, the first 2 years. They're going to say, oh, I didn't realize that one of two things. Either they'll say, I didn't realize that grapes don't have to do arla, right? So, maris ha'ayin, right? It looks bad. It looks like it's a new tree, a new vine. So therefore, I have to be treated like arla, mishum maris mebnei maris Maris Ha'ayin. Or it might just be that it looks me look bad, right? Different pshatim of what Maris Ha'ayin is. We've pointed out Maris, it's interesting, Maris Ha'ayin. Maris of the eye. What about Maris Ha'ayin? Why is it Maris Ha'ayin? Because sometimes, you know, if you look with two eyes, you'd see what's going on. And you look with two eyes and you look in the depths and you won't make such a mistake. But people don't look so closely. They only look with one eye. Maris ha'ayin. And therefore, one has to be nervous. So this is interesting. One has to do this even though there's a downside. This is a chumra da'asili de'kula. You're going to have to throw out all your grapes from the first 3 years. All these grapes are not arla, right? It's still from the same trunks, stump that it's growing from. But sometimes Chazal say, for the greater good, you violate Baal Tashchis. Baal Tashchis is only, if you remember the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Malachim, the Rambam says Baal Tashchis is only if it is Derech Hashchasa. The Rambam says, V'lo ha'ilanos bilvad, not only by, let me just read the previous Rambam, the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Ches of Hilchas Malachim. Ein kotet anilani ma'achal shachus l'medina. You're not allowed to cut down fruit trees. Vein monim me'al amasamayim. You can't prevent water from getting to them. Kadesh yivshus lo dry out. So nemar lo tashkos as eitza. V'kala kotetz loke. V'lo b'matzor b'lvad al v'chol makom. Kala kotetz ilan ma'achal. Anybody cuts down a fruit tree. Derech hashchasa loke. In a destructive manner. Malchus. One gets malchus for that. That is why the Gemara says, im u'ula b'dam im mutter, meaning if the tree is more valuable to me for its lumber than for its fruits, then technically I can cut it down. Me'ikra din, you can cut it down. If there's more valuable than that, because that's not derech hashchasa. And the Rambam says also, later on, v'lo ilonos bilvad, elakala meshaber kelim, anyone who breaks things, v'karea bagadim, or rips clothing, v'hahores binyan, or destroys buildings, v'sose mayan, just closes up a mayan for no reason, u'ma'abin ma'achalos, or destroys food, derech hashchasa, again, that phrase, in a destructive manner for no good reason, over balotashkis, one violates balotashkis. So here, it's not derech hashchasa. If Chazal tell you, you know, it's Mishum Maris Ayin, that is not Derech Hashchasa, and that's why it is allowed, and they're allowed to do that. So if somebody cups down the Kerem less than a Tefach, Chayiv Ba'arli, it's to treat it like Arla, Mipnei Maris Ayin. Divrei Chachamim, Acha Yogam Yim Ha'aretz. No, the Chacham say, no. If it's only if is all the way till the close to the ground, right? Close to the ground. So then it is marasine. If it's flat, if it's flush with the ground, then people are going to think that it's a new tree. But if it's within a tefach, you know, it's okay. You don't have to worry. You don't have to deal with it all like that. That is, people aren't going to be so confused. Remember, the Ramban in Kedoshim talks about again, Arla could be a chok. The first 3 years, we have to, it's aser bano, we have to just let the fruit go to waste. But the Ramban has his idea. The Tama Mitzvah Zos, the Ramban in Kedoshim, links Arla to Neta Ravai. Right, Neta Ravai, the fourth year fruit I have to bring up to Yerushalayim. So the Ramban connects these two separate mitzvahs. The Ramban says, "V'tama mitzvah zos l'chabed es Hashem me'reishis kol tu asenu mipriya eitz v'tu asakerem." Hashem wants us to give Him, so to speak, or eat in His presence the first fruit. The first ones have to go to Hashem or to us in Yerushalayim. But the first couple of years, things don't grow so nicely. They don't produce so well. But we want the first ones to be kavedik and to go to Hashem. So what do? We don't eat anything from the first 3 years. We just let it rot. And then finally, the fourth year, then there's the fruit are growing in a nice size. And that's why the fourth year, which is kilu, it's the first year that we enjoy it, we bring that up. The first 3 years, it's not roi to give to Hashem. Lefishu muat. Veino ilan no sein bepirio ta'amo reachto betoch shaloshanim veruban lo yotzio piris klalachana revias. So we wait namtin lukulam velo nito mehem achinavi minaneta shenatanu kopirio arishon atov kodesh lefnei Hashem v'sham yochluhu v'yahalalu Hashem Hashem v'amitzvah zos domer lemitzvahs bikurim, says the Ramban. This mitzvah of Arla and Ravai is connected to Bikurim. That is the Rambam. The Rambam, if you think more, Nevuchim says it was in the days of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they did like magical spells in order to make this stuff grow faster, to give it to their base of Avodah Zarah. So we have the opposite, right? As the Rambam writes many times in more Nevuchim, anti-Avodah Zarah, that's the message of this mitzvah. So this is Chayba Arla, Mipnei, Maris Ayin, and the Chachamim say, no, not in this case. There is a big shaila in the postkin. What if you have a fruit tree that doesn't grow, that basically dies before 3 years? I think it's Pestiflora. Right, so it grows. Is there Arla by those trees? If there's Arla, you'll never eat it. Right, so is there Arla by most of the times? So that's a big discussion. Machlokes, Ashkenazic poskim and Sephardic poskim. Do you say obviously there's no Arla if it's going to die within 3 years, or do you say no, low plug kind of, and it's Arla and you hope for the best and you see if you can last? That's a discussion. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, B'shem Rabbi Yonasan, B'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Another statement of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ha'osek krimin alechem v'neshechem nepeya. We learned, remember, fond memories. In Meseches Peah, we all learned all about Leket Shicha and Peah, the things that we leave for the Aniyim. What happens if the Ani, instead of just taking it little by little, he makes a huge pile of it in the field, of his Leket Shicha and Peah? So that's usually what an owner does when he's gathering. So it looks like what we would call Gemar Malacha. Right? We know from Gemar Malacha, we're learning in Meseches Maisris, that the Chiyuv Shumas and Maisris kick in when you've made the big pile in the field. So what if the Ani makes the big pile? Really, the Ani is potter from Chumas and Maisras. But it says, Chai b'chuma gadola b'bnei maris ayin. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, in this case, where the Ani made his big pile, so he's Chai b'chuma and Maisras because of maris ayin. Rabbi Shul bar Nachman, Mishem Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Mishum b'shamai. Hameis matame Abrahamos, b'shuz Rabim ibnei kvodo. Really, a dead body is only matame a person in one of three ways. Touching, carrying, under the same roof, or one is the roof of the other, right? Tumas Magad, Tumas Masa, and Tumas Ohel. Those are the three ways. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that there is a din derabanan that a mace is metame if you're within four amos of a mace. Four amos of a mace, a person becomes tame mi derabanan. Why? Mipnei kvodo, kavod a mace. What's kavod a mace? right? What is the covenant of Mesias? If you look in the Mefarshim, the Ras Yirlio says different than some of the others. The Pnei Moshe says maybe people who get too close and they might be ma'ahil over or under and they won't realize. Maybe that's Xer Mishum Tumas Mace. The Ras Yirlio says, well, maybe if you don't give the mace room, right? We've seen this Rachmana Litzlan by very busy, very public levayas. You get too much space. It's like the people that carry the mace, they can't get through. It's not covered on mace. Like it's hard for them to hold the body because so for Mibnei Kvodo, Mibnei Kavod HaMeis, and there's a lot to talk about Kavod HaMeis, Kavod HaChai, which we don't have time to get into now. Rabbi Mar, so all these statements B'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The last one was said though Mishum Rabbi Shammai. Rabbi Mana Amar Hada Achraisa Mishum Rabbi Shammai. Rabbi Mana says only this last one is in the name of Rabbi Shammai. Rabbi Yosi Bar Bun Amar Kulon Mishum Rabbi Shammai. No, they're all in the name of Rabbi Shammai. Period. Amar Rabbi Yona. Of Hada Detanina Mibnei Maris Ayin. Now we get to what we're talking about. Our Mishnah is also Mishnah Maris Ayin, right? Rebbe Zeman Yaakov, right? What does he say? If you could reach up from the bottom row and touch the top ones, then there's Mitzuref. Dilokain, because if you don't say that, Ma Bein Omid Baaretz, Ma Bein Omid Madreka. What kind of shear is that on a Daraisa level? If you could touch the ones on top, so then you're not allowed to plant Skilei HaKerem. That's not like a measurement. So it's Mishnah Maris Ayin. Meaning, because if you could reach it from the bottom, then it looks like a lower level vineyard. And therefore, that is why it is the problem, because of this issue of Maris Ayin. So they're all Mishum Maris Ayin. So the last one is Mishum Kavod HaMeis. Okay, we'll stop here, Brother Hashem. Next time we continue with Daf Nun Zayin.